Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 7 Weekly Metrics Stop Founders from Flying Blind. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a sobering truth. 73% of startups fail because founders measure the wrong things or nothing at all. They're essentially flying a plane in thick fog without instruments. Today, I'm sharing the exact 3 metrics that separate growing companies from failing ones. First, track your customer acquisition cost weekly. This is how much you spend to get each new customer. Take all your marketing, sales, and advertising costs and divide by new customers acquired. The red flag you're watching for is when your CAC rises faster than your revenue per customer. Think of it as checking your fuel gauge. If you're burning more fuel than the distance you're covering, you won't reach your destination. Second, measure your revenue growth rate. Don't just track total revenue, track the week-over-week percentage change. Compound weekly growth of 2-3% creates a healthy trajectory. This metric is like your altitude gauge. You need to know if you're climbing, descending, or flying level, and you need to know it before turbulence hits. Third, monitor customer churn rate weekly. Count customers lost divided by total customers each week. Anything above 5% weekly churn is crisis territory. Remember, retention is always cheaper than acquisition. This metric serves as your early warning system for product market fit issues. Let me tell you about Sarah, who founded a SaaS startup. She was celebrating $50,000 monthly revenue when weekly tracking revealed 8% customer churn and rising CAC. Instead of celebrating, she immediately pivoted her onboarding process within 2 weeks. The result? Churn dropped to 2% and saved her company from collapse. Here's your action step. Set up a simple spreadsheet this week. Track these 3 numbers every Friday. Spend just 10 minutes reviewing trends because your company's survival depends on it. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.